You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the rainy District of Columbia. Points north, southeast, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, B. How you doing?
What up, brother? I'm good. I'm doing good, man.
Nats have now won 4 in a row. Nats won last night.
They're on point, baby.
It was a good game. I had that on. It was second TV, but it was on. I had hockey and hoops on. The hockey was a straight.
Hockey was a blowout.
Blowout.
Yeah.
Maybe the Panthers Oilers again for the cup. I'm ready to run that back.
It could be.
Remember, it went to 7 last year. I think were the Panthers up 3-0 and then it went to 7, I think.
Hey man, listen, you saw they played last night.
Yeah, they looked great. But to me, the most intriguing matchup was the Timberwolves Thunder last night. I have a number of things to say. I am a degenerate, and I had the T-Wolves last night. Felt pretty damn good about
I
that.
I had the bet. Under, JP.
Oh, the under was cook. That was cash all day. Now I had the Nats in our bet, so I won here. But the way the Thunder closed that thing out. Did the T-Wolves score for like the last 6 minutes?
They missed a lot of shots. And listen, man. I was just telling you, and I watched sports for a long damn time. And when you are the guy, and if you talk about, I'm going to be the face, if they're going to make you the face, you got to have some level of maturity. Anthony Edwards, I love his game. The dude plays both ends of the floor. He's going to give you what he has. But he does a lot of kiddie BS that needs to go. He's too immature. He gets, like, too many texts.
He's so emotional.
For stupid stuff.
Yeah.
You know, dude, you can't put your team in that position. Then he gets hurt, you know, and you saw down the stretch. He couldn't lift. He couldn't close out the game and do nothing he would normally do. But maybe, just maybe, if you go through a game and have some restraint and show a level of maturity, maybe, just maybe, the universe doesn't put you in that position that you're in at the end of a game. Because, listen, bro, Mike balled, but Mike wasn't playing the immature crap. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you did something stupid, he'll
MJ
step through you.
Yeah.
You go any sport out there, Tom, he wasn't that guy. You know, you go baseball, go all the way back to Carew, Rod Carew, and all those people. You know, Jackie, they were not immature. So this is my thing about today's society. You want to be the guy. But you want to be able to act like an ass and think people going to not see it. You have to act a certain way if you are the guy.
or at least closer to under control. You know what I mean? Think about the real stars.
Name me a star, a superstar, the best of the best that hasn't been out of control.
Well, and then you juxtapose that with SGA last night.
He don't say nothing.
31-9-5. He had 31 points.
He was 2 of 13 in the first half, but he ended up with that. Why?
Dude, the Thunder are so deep. I mean, the guys they can bring in off the bench, the defensive pressure they can bring in. Holmgren's really good. I feel like he doesn't.
Chad is unbelievable.
And just so long.
That team is long.
Dude, totally. And now I thought the T-Wolves, I really like that kid, Jaden McDaniels. He didn't have it last night. Randall was good for Minnesota. It's funny, when I was in Raleigh for Caps, I was talking with a couple guys one night that are involved in things, I'll say. And, you know, where we...
Jay, when you say it like that, people like, JP was talking to some dude doing some illegal stuff.
No, not illegal.
Just say he's his good friend.
Yes, a friend.
Involved in things, that don't sound very...
Sounds like I'm talking about Jeff's crew. No, I'm saying, like, we talk in the NBA, and amongst the five of us, I think we are all basketball fans, right? Like, I love the sport of basketball. What it has become, the NBA now is so fast-paced, and I love watching, like, in the first half, Minnesota was so good at getting a rebound and an immediate break.
Yeah.
An immediate break, right? I love watching high-level hoops. But in the United States, the regular season NBA ratings have plummeted. Like, people just aren't watching, and the regular season product just sucks. And so this conversation I was having is like, dude, it doesn't matter. And if you look at the valuations of these teams, look at what the Celtics just sold for. Like, that's on par with NFL teams. Mm-hmm. NFL teams are always going to outpace it, and the Celtics are a huge brand. But, like, the global vision of the NBA is so significant. People watch it in China. People watch it in India. Yeah. People watch it in Europe. And we watch Edwards. I wouldn't consider myself very prudish. Like, I like when guys show their personality and really will but there's a difference.
Sports has always been an entity where you can show your personality, but you have to also have a level of control. Because if he's the guy that they're going to be depending on, he can't be a loose cannon. You know, to get that tech that early, just because you want to be funny and throw the ball at our SGA, now you have to play to a certain level where you got to be more under control than you ordinarily would be. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What if he doesn't throw that ball at Wichita? He could play a little bit better, you know, throughout and a little more physical, more aggressive down the stretch. But you can show your personality. Listen, I, of all people, will tell you, I was very, very emotional on a football field.
Sure.
But I didn't ever just make things personal about me and somebody else. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm through the play, I'm talking trash to you, but I'm not getting penalties. I'm not trying to get penalties and stupid stuff. You know, I'll say things to you, get you riled up. And if you make a mistake, I'll laugh it off at you. But the whole thing about it is you cannot. And he was leading in text. And I'm talking about a guy who can play.
Right.
He is a superstar, but he has to just pull the reins a little bit. And just let your game speak for itself.
Well, and I think if you want to be a championship team, I could think of characters on championship teams. Hell, Draymond with the Warriors, with what the Warriors became, right? But Draymond was kind of the third piece of that. So the third dude could be a cut up a little bit. The third dude could be an agitator.
Nobody,
think about like MJ's nobody second ever, run.
Nobody
Rodman
ever
is nuts.
Considered Draymond the best
right
on that team. That was Steph. Then it was Clay. Then it was Draymond.
And Durant was there.
You
know,
Then when you had Durant come in, it was three people before
right,
Draymond.
Right.
But you can be an ass if you're not that main guy.
You can't be the guy and be an ass. I mean, I'm trying to think across sports. Like, the closest I can think of to an ass that was the dude is Barry Bonds. But baseball's so different because there's a major individual component.
Totally.
Like, T.O. maybe? I mean, even Iverson, was like his on the court.
On the court,
AI
was a, AI was a, he was a straight, and I'm telling you this in a straight positive, he was a dog on the court.
In the truest
the
sense.
Dude played through stuff. He wasn't the biggest out there, but he will break you down.
Sure.
So I'm
like Kobe was an ass, but in a way of I'm going to kill you, not I'm going to get this
Kobe
stuff off
never
the side.
Did stupid stuff
right.
to make it personal.
Right.
You know, now if you did him something wrong, he'll get you back.
Sure.
That's understandable. But I just think that Ant has to just play, bro. I guarantee if he plays, you know what he'll have? If he plays and stops doing stupid stuff, you would have all the people saying how good you are. You would have a bunch of cheerleaders, and you don't have to say stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like I think sometimes guys feel I have to go out there and toot my horn. No, 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 no. If you are that damn good, you have a lot of people tooting your horn for you.
What is that graphic, you know, they always show of, like, percentage chance of winning the game? What's that called, White Brian, where it, like, you
well,
know,
they said they had a 70% chance of winning the game last night, Minnesota.
Dude, in the middle of the third, like, at various points, they were right there. Right there. And then in the fourth, they just got their ass kicked.
Yeah.
And as somebody that was sitting in Minnesota plus seven, it sucked. You got to credit OKC's
defense. They just showed the play where SGA, I don't know if his name is Shai or Shai. Yeah, what's his name? Shai or Shai?
I think everybody calls him SGA because nobody actually knows if it's Shai or Shai. Does anybody have a definitive answer on this?
I think they hear Shai a lot on, they say Shai on when they
I think personally, I prefer Shai to Shai.
On TV, they say Shai a lot.
Know.
But my thing is,
what do you think about the foul baiting? Ooh. Like, SGA's game, he's incredible at it, but he gets guys in the air, gets them to commit fouls, and it seemed like he got every call late in that game.
Well, you know what he does? He doesn't complain all the time. When Anthony Edwards stood over him, listen, bro, you're not putting your junk in front of no dude and standing over no dude. That's disrespectful.
I think legitimately Anthony Edwards has to chill with the junk.
No, I know.
Like his junk is part of the conversation
but
all the time.
The man never said a word. SGA never said a word. All he did was come back, step into you, step back, and bang, 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 bang. He talked with his game. And that's the whole thing about it. Listen, bro. I was one of the biggest trash talkers out there. But you know what? You answer people by running through their asses. You answer people by scoring on them, not taking them yard. That's how you answer them and shut them the hell up. But you can't do all that talking and get yourself out of your game.
Oh, no, I was about to say, JP, I don't think that's foul baiting. When you learn how to play
that's the NBA,
basketball
dude.
At the lowest level, whether it's
pump
rec league,
and everything. Yeah, I mean, I get you.
You come control, but, hand up.
Yeah, it like all some of it. I think some of it when a guy jumps in there and you jump into him, if he jumps straight up and you jump forward, I think the foul should be on the offensive player. That's the one that initiated the contact.
But if you're in the air and now you're in the air, you're impeding me from going forward.
No,
that's
but,
a foul.
But you're finna pull up a three. I'm inside the line and you jump into me, that's not impeding you.
I think into my shot.
I think that's something the NBA got to fix. But
I think they got to do something.
The foul baiter is James Harden.
Well, I was going to say, they made the rule for him.
I think Brunson and I think SGA have some of that in their game.
But listen, if you know the referees are going to call it, why not hell use it?
I think that's what they're doing, but much like this tush-push discussion, which we're eventually going to get to, we should find out about, like, voting today. Like, it's just, as a viewer, as a consumer, it gets annoying to watch. And then, I think NBA refs are too involved in games anyway. Like,
I mean, listen, bro, the NBA got a lot of stuff they can clean up, because I tell you, I think everybody that go to the hole take three or four steps. I watch my man, listen, the left hand dude, I'm 30, Minnesota. Used to be with the Knicks.
Oh, Randall.
Yeah. I watched him last night do a 1-2 spin step and go up and nobody called anything.
Oh, yeah, because they get a gather step now.
Bruh, he went 1-2, he spin around, that's another step or two, and then took a step to go up. And they say, I look at that and say, dude, that was like 4 or 5.
It's the NBA playoffs are obviously awesome. I think the under-discussed topic from that game It's just the way the Thunder plays defense. The length, the speed. I mean, they are so good defensively.
Look, SGA is 6'6". When you look at him,
what do you think his wingspan is?
I don't. It got to be a 7 foot wingspan. But on the court, he looks short compared to all his guys.
I know.
You know, and I think what one thing you notice,
he's 6'6" with a 6'11" wingspan.
You think about this: when they have played every game, you look at most of their games at the end, they come together. If one guy is getting interviewed, the rest of them are right there. They do everything together. And that thing about togetherness and believing and really caring about each other, a lot of people like to like shoo that, poo-poo on it. It makes a world of damn difference.
B,
you know?
Holmgren is 7'1", is what they list him at. 7'6" wingspan.
They're long, bro.
They are long.
They are long as hell.
This might be completely off base. I'm curious, though. There's an undeniable togetherness to your point about Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of those guys have been there a while, whether they were drafted or traded for. Do you think it helps being in a small market kind of for a team to stick together like that?
It comes down to the personalities on the team and how the coach and the whole organization runs that. And comes down to your star.
Sure.
Your star is SGA. He has, like, their commercial together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They all do stuff together, man. Sometimes your star is going to make your team, and a lot of times your star breaks your team. Because if that star is selfish, guess who else is going to be selfish? Everybody on the team. You know, I see something in them. Now, doesn't mean that Minnesota can't get the act together and come back and beat them.
Sure.
You know, but I just see them play a different level. And when they talk about how they're stadium and how their fans have more of a college atmosphere.
Everybody watching them t-shirts.
Play, watching them play, they have more of a college feel than they do NBA feel. NBA, you got a bunch of damn individuals. College guys normally kick it together, hang out together, you know, because that's basically what you do. You live in a dorm together, you hang out. They seem to act like that on that team. And I think last night, that little togetherness and control took them farther than Minnesota.
Well, and kind of just to counter my own question, I think you're right about the way a team is built and the way a team is coached and brought together and then how the players themselves react. Because the other team, I don't think you're getting to the NBA's Final Four if y'all hate each other, but like the Knicks, granted a bunch of them went to college together,
yeah,
but like that's a very together team, and they're playing in Madison Square Garden every night.
But
like,
what happens is this, Jay.
The market might not have anything.
You talent still overrules everything. But if you get to the end, and everybody has the same level of talent, and one team, everybody's together, and they don't put their teams in terrible situations by doing individual-ish, okay, that team wins because they have less mistakes and less things to overcome, you know? You look at the way when Boston was playing against New York. New York didn't make a lot of mistakes, didn't have to have a lot of stuff where they were in trouble. Boston, everybody won't take you one-on-one. You know, it comes down.
And just jack threes.
Yes. So, and last night, you saw a lot of, they shot more threes than they did two-pointers. They shot 50-plus threes, dog. And they only made, 15 of them, I think? So it's like you get to a point where when you got
15 and 51 for Minnesota.
Equal teams out there, all of a sudden, when those equal teams, all the other stuff surrounding it is what's going to decide the game. You hear coaches all the time say giveaways and takeaways. And it comes down to those stupid penalties as well in football.
Totally.
In basketball, it comes down to how many fouls you're going to commit, how many
Were dead even. 22 fouls each team.
How many turnovers they had?
Dude, they had 18 first half turnovers.
Okay, so
and
you're not winning too often.
The Thunder had 13 steals.
All right, the fake gangster, Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins, everybody was like, oh, yeah, Minnesota should be feeling good. He said, well, how about Oklahoma City? Their star is 2 of 13. They haven't done anything good, and they're only 4 points down. He said, if they get their act together, watch what happens. Second half, the man was proven right?
Yeah, for sure. It was good to watch. I think I think Knicks Pacers might be a little, I don't know. Hopefully these series are fun. The end of that game got boring because Minnesota was just completely incapable of scoring, and the Thunder deserve a lot of credit for that. They were really good. I've also realized, Brian, I was listening to a podcast this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's summertime when we reach the point in the content cycle where I think there is significant increased coverage of the WNBA, and that's cool. There's a lot of reasons to like it. But when we get into the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese race discussion, is just like, all right, there's no other sports happening. If you want to talk about the WNBA, let's do it.
Yeah.
But like, that is just such a tired 3-year-old thing.
Well,
that
but
I'm,
you
just,
know,
I'm just
idiotic people find situations that they know normally sparks attentions from both sides.
Yeah, dude.
And I think they start that up, you know.
Total gaslight.
I can do 4 hours on that after RG me decided to get his ass involved with it, but
sure.
I will not. You know, because then I'll probably get kicked off the radio because I'll say some things about his whack ass.
I just think there's so much. If you want to discuss the basketball, fire away.
Yeah.
But, like, all the other stuff is just ancillary content machine, gaslighting, culture war nonsense. And I'm just,
yep.
Check, please. I'm good on that. Here's what we're going to do. Pack show coming your way. Chris Miles, NBA TV, is going to join us next. Where do you think his heart rate is, though, when his Knicks are in the Eastern Conference Finals
in
about
Chris
10 hours?
Chris moves his mind now.
I'm excited to talk to Miles. Neil Greenberg joins us at 11. At noon, we're going to preview the Packers. Busy, busy show. We'll open the phone lines up this afternoon. We should get this tush push news. I mean, the owners just went into the Minnesota boardroom. I've been there. I watched the most important change in D.C. sports happen in that Minnesota boardroom. I know exactly where they are. Jason Kelsey went in with Jeffrey Lurie. I don't know what the hell to make of that. We should get tush push news throughout the day. We've got other NFL rule change news for us to discuss. But before we do any of that, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, there's only one person in the D.C. area you should go with. His name is John Leahy.
That's just like Sergi and Margaret. They were looking for a home in Annapolis neighborhood, which they specifically wanted to target. After John Leahy and the Fine Living Group showed them a property they love, the listed agent let them know that he already had two offers in hand. As John and his team began strategizing, three more offers were presented. Still, the Fine Living Group told them, don't worry about that. We got you. After working on a few tweaks in regard to Margaret and Sergio's offer, the next day they were told that their bid was the one being chosen by the seller over all five others. Perhaps even more impressive, it was under contract in only 5 days. Do you need Margaret's pre-approval? You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. Talking about our good friend, John Leahy, and a Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. It only takes a few seconds to request an instant cash offer on your home at johnsellsdmv.com. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. And if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Here's one of the things. I mean, we talk about this. Like, people are just convinced that the Commanders' edge rush won't be good this year. But one thing people always sleep on when talking about sports, but it's just as applicable in life, is that, like, individuals can continue to get better every day. Mm-hmm. You could get better. You could develop your skills. You can develop new skills. You can get better. And a dude like John, listen, man, this dude sells a lot of houses. His group sells a lot of houses. They know what they're doing in this space. But I don't know if you saw this on his Instagram. You can follow him at John Leahy Fine Living Group. I saw his Instagram this morning that he got invited to this innovative real estate top producer thing. And he said, he's like, I cleared my schedule and I'm gone. He's like, I want to hear from the best in the business about strategy, systems, and what's actually working right now. The real estate market is constantly changing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like things are certainly shifting right now if you just drive around your neighborhood.
The pancakes every once in a while.
Yo, from what it was 2 years ago when everything was red hot, now it's like it's a simmer. It ain't red hot right now. You got to go with the people that know what they're doing. John is putting the work in to make sure he can get the best deals for you. That's why I would trust him. That's why B would call him. You could call him. 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Packet. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are excited. Get on the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to our boy, Mr. Chris Miles, NBA TV. Chris, what's up, man? How are you?
It's a joyous occasion. The Knicks are in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. You know, a chance to go to the finals, and I like our chances against the Indiana Pacers.
Chris, we want to talk about the game last night first. I mean, damn. You jump right to the Knicks?
The game tonight?
B, Brian and I just joked what your blood pressure must be like even 12 hours
out of it, but he got his team, his home team in there now. He like, to hell with last night. Let's move on to the night. Give us a quick tidbit on what you saw last night. Like, for me, Anthony Edwards, I love because he plays both ends of the court. But the dude got to grow the hell up.
So, B. Mitch, I don't know. Anthony is one of those guys where when he was in high school, he lived with Steve Smith for a while. Obviously, I worked closely with Smitty. So he introduced me to him when he was about 16 years old, mm-hmm. right? And I was like, he's really good. I didn't realize how good he was, clearly. Uh-huh. So we've had the privilege of talking to him at All-Star and being around him a lot on and off the floor. Man, I don't know how much he's going to change in the mental and emotional space because all of the success that he has being exactly who he is. For instance, I know you've seen the, like, oh, I don't want to be the face of the NBA thing, right? We talked to him about that. We interviewed about him, and he tripled and quadrupled down on it. Mm-hmm. I think that the difference between what you see with the Timberwolves and the Thunder are very disciplined defensively. They're not going to make mistakes.
Really good defense.
The Wolves are undisciplined offensively.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the Wolves get after it defensively. But they've been allowed, like, because Anthony is so talented, that when you get in the series here, you can't be that undisciplined. So this is one of those series where I'm like, I said it with Denver and OKC. I'm like, whoever wins that series is going to win the championship. Right? That's how I see it. If you're a betting man, that's the way to bet, unless something, you know, ridiculous happens. And I think in game one, it played out that way. I mean, Julius Randle hit more threes in the first half than he has in any playoff game in his career. Mm. And he had 20 points, and they still only had 48. I'm like, yeah, the Thunder, I mean, just seeing them up close so many times this year, they are the physical brand of basketball that we, you know, everybody talks about in the 90s, but they're also current with how they play offensively, and it's just a juggernaut.
But the Smith, Steve Smith, you're talking about the basketball player, right?
Yeah. Spark, okay. Michigan State, so, Hawks.
But I understand what he says, but doesn't somebody get in his ear and say, bro, if you're going to reach
everybody.
If you're going to reach the level you want to reach, you're going to have to adjust that a little bit, because if he gets these referees behind against him completely, he is screwed.
Can I ask? Can I add one thing to this that I think is kind of relevant? Just as three of us are men now, at least in our 40s, right? He's only 23. It's possible he does just grow up a little bit.
But you, when you have that level of talent, you got to grow up quicker.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, Mitch, it's this. And again, having the privilege of being around him, and you're asking about his mentors. Smitty's his biggest mentor there is, right? And I could send you the clip of him doing it during our interview. He says, I don't want to be the face of the league. And Smitty hits him in the chest. Like, hey, we're at NBA All-Star, right? Like, the league has us doing this so you can say, no, you know, I didn't mean it in that way. And he does, well, I want to be who I am. I don't want to sacrifice who I am for an image. Like, that's what he said to us. And he gets it, but he doesn't get it. I don't think he truly understands how he's a fan favorite. He's the guy that when, I'll give you an example. We're at All-Star, Kevin Durant sits down. There were fans, right? Trae Young sits down. They're fans. When Anthony Edwards walks over, all of the fans come over and start screaming, to where during the interview, you got to acknowledge the fans. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He is that popular, so he is naturally the face of the league. But to your point, B. Mitch, Smitty talks to him all the time. You know, people are in his ear. But when you've got that much love and that much adulation, and you're taking the Timberwolves to the Western Conference Finals back-to-back years for the first time in franchise history, he's going to have some more bumps and bruises and some more losses, I think, before he gets there. And when you look at the Thunder, the Thunder have players like that, too, like Jalen Williams, J-Dub is what they call him. He's one of those guys. But because they have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he permeates a little bit more of maturity.
That's what I'm saying.
Group.
Oh, he totally does. Yeah. He totally
does. Thanks for the compliment, too. You say we all in our 40s.
I was trying to, you know, I did say at least in our 40s, for the record. SGA, and this is probably a broader conversation. Where do you land? We're talking with our friend Chris Miles from NBA TV. You can follow him at Chris Miles TV on X and Instagram. Where do you land with the foul baiting conversation in the NBA? Because I think two of the three biggest stars left, I would say, are SGA and Brunson, and they both, depending where you land on that topic, people say they do it
right now.
Well, no, Jalen Brunson gets on my nerves as a fan for the foul baiting.
Wow!
I don't.
Wow!
Yeah, your own guy?
Damn, Miles!
He does. I'm like, if you don't
throw you out of the five boroughs.
No, it's what it is, right? And you have to be objective in this job. But what I'm also saying to you is SGA does not do that. SGA's bigger, stronger. And what happens is he gets bumped off his spot, and he's still trying to score. Like, he's not, I don't think SGA foul baits as much as, like, when a guy has that much length and you're, like, tired of it and you're trying to get into him and his arms are long. Like, I think it looks that way. Jalen Brunson absolutely is running into people and falling at half court.
Yeah.
Right? Like against the Pistons, I was like, if you don't stop doing that.
But didn't the league put in
they don't call it
the flopping thing a long time ago? Well, if they don't call it, then why the hell you expect the players to change it?
So here's the deal. When the rule you're talking about is more like what we call the Trae Young and the James Harden rule, and it's now an offensive foul, right? It's where you pump fake, you lean into someone, you throw the ball up. Thank God they've really gotten that out of the game, because that was awful.
Yeah.
And guys are doing that less, and that's why you don't see Brunson kind of doing that around the free throw line and that sort of thing. Like, he's still trying to score. Guys were deliberately not trying to score, and it was unhealthy for defenders. It was unhealthy for the offensive players, and I'm glad that they've limited that, if not got it fully out of the league. But what Brunson does is we've seen it for years with smaller point guards. I mean, Chris Paul did it, where you go past the guy and you stop, and they run into you. Right, like you use the fact that you're smaller to get fouls and to agitate people, and that's what Brunson does. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, which you have to understand is what you were talking about first, B. Mitch. You know, referees are humans, right? Like, mm-hmm. They're people. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who I'm pretty sure we'll talk to him tonight as we're talking to the MVP of the league at 7 p.m., right? Like, I'm pretty – like, when you talk to him, you go, man, I like this dude. Like, he just wants to make sure he's got his vitamins and his water and talk about the discipline and the work. Like, so when he does something, you're like, oh, yeah, don't foul him. Like, as a ref, it's a natural thing of, like, you fouled him. Like, everyone likes him because he's just about the game. And I think, you know, you don't see him yelling at the refs. Look, Michael Jordan used to yell at the refs all the time. You know that, B-Mitch. Mm-hmm. Shai, I don't think I've ever seen him, like, yell at the refs.
I don't. He barely seems to talk.
Yeah, he don't say much.
I mean, here's the thing. He talks a lot, but he talks the way you want a leader to talk. JP, he talks to his teammates, right?
Yeah.
And he'll make a gesture, and he taunts. Like, here's the meme that's been floating around. When they lost, when Denver scored 9 straight overtime points in overtime, and they were down to the Nuggets in that series 3-2, and there's this meme of him walking away smiling. And I was like, man, is he really walking away smiling? They're about to get eliminated? And then they haven't lost since. Right? Like, he does have that to him where you're like, ooh, I like that. Like, okay, he's a dog. He's got the trash talk, but he doesn't yap all the time.
Yeah. There's a lot to like there. All right, your boys start up tonight. The Garden will be insane, I imagine. How you feeling about this series, dude? The Pacers are good, man.
Yeah, so again, like, I voted Tyrese Halliburton third team All-NBA. And when I kind of brought that pass, guys, they were like, what? I'm like, they won 50 games. He's the first player in NBA history. Think about all the point guards that have existed to have 500 assists before 100 turnovers in the season. What that tells me is he gets teammates involved without giving the ball away. That is like, you know, a quarterback having a season where they had, you know, 30 touchdowns and 1 interception or 2 interceptions, yeah. Right? You're like, oh, wow, he does that? That's him? And I think there's a Kirk Cousins to Halliburton that people look at like, oh, he's good, but he's just a game manager because he's slower, he doesn't have bounce, and he'll smoke some layups. But the difference is, you know, in the fourth quarter, Tyrese Halliburton turns into, you know, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, some of the best to ever do it. And you're like, how did that happen? So, yeah, it's a scary proposition in the sense that outside of Halliburton, Indiana has, like, great defenders, and he provides the offense. And they have some champions on that squad. I mean, Pascal Siakam is a guy that's been a perennial all-star that won a championship.
Totally.
Last thing, Miles, this is a very specific thing for you, but I know that you probably care about the Fordham Rams being an NYC school, and I know how much you loved DMV high school basketball when you were here. Gonzaga just announced they hired Keith Ergo as their new head basketball coach. Ergo was at Fordham. Is that on your radar at all, or are you Atlanta high school basketball now?
I mean, that's an upgrade, right? And here's the thing. I'm all basketball, and what I mean by that is, like, if there's a person to be known, I try to know who they are because it matters to the game overall, especially on a grassroots level. And for Fordham, I mean, that's a specific place for me in the sense we practice in high school there every day.
Right.
And we also, that's where the city championship was, right? Like, amazing times there at Fordham. But I think when you look at the upgrade of that, right, to go from that situation, which as a college coach, I mean, that's not a big thing, or like, you know what I mean? And I think that's a huge upgrade for him. And then you got to see what that does for the program. So,
thank you, buddy. Enjoy your Knicks tonight, man. I know you'll be working too.
Oh yeah, man, and I'll let you guys know how the conversation goes. Remember, they're naming the MVP tonight, 7 p.m.
I got a feeling I know who it is. Thank you, Miles.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, bro.
That's our boy Chris Miles. Give him a follow at Chris Miles TV. Check out the coverage of the NBA ceremony tonight on NBA TV.
He's probably gonna jump out of his chest.
Yo, and listen, it's hard to think of this right now because it's cold and rainy, but it's summertime, dude. It's Memorial Day weekend, and the real question you got to ask is your backyard ready? Offenbachers can help you turn it into the ultimate staycation spot during their Memorial Day sale going on right now. Right now, you can get up to 40% off beautiful, high-quality outdoor furniture that's perfect for lounging and entertaining all season long. All my outdoor furniture is from Offenbachers, and it's fantastic. It doesn't fall apart. It can handle bad weather. It is high-quality stuff. And if you want to just chill out, check out the hot tubs. Right now, you get an instant rebate up to $1,000 off, or go all in, put the swim spa in. You can exercise, the kids can play, and you can save $1,500 instantly. Don't wait. The savings won't last long, and neither will the start of summer. Now's the time to get your backyard ready for a full season of fun, relaxation, and memories. Check out Offenbachers today. 4 spots in Herndon, Annapolis, Gainesville, or Rockville. Or you can always go to the website, offenbachers.com. Offenbachers, your backyard.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's better. NFL owners' meetings in Minneapolis. The Lions have withdrawn their proposal to change playoff seating.
Let me ask a question.
Sure.
Why did the Lions come up with that? They had home field and lost.
I mean, maybe you're trying to look broadly rather than just at last season and say, you know,
so if,
what if we had lost to Minnesota, then we'd be the 5 seed despite winning 14 games.
Okay, and but they lost at home, which lets them know that it comes down to who plays the best that day.
My thing is not about specific playoff results based on seeding. My thing is, if you're going to have divisions and you're going to double up the division games, if that's the one set of teams you play twice every year, then you have to reward division play.
Yeah, you have to have some weight on that.
Like that, if you want to scrap divisions or scrap the home and home of division play, then sure, reseed it.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can have one without the other in that capacity.
Yeah. I just don't get it, you know.
It's
like today everyone is looking for the easy way out. Instead of just like when I saw in my time, two times they were the 6th seed, the Giants, were they? And they went to the Super Bowl and won it.
I don't know if they were the 6th, but they were a wild card.
They were
times.
A wild card, and I think their wild card, I think it was 6 one time against when they beat the Patriots when they were undefeated.
Yeah.
So my question is, just be better than everybody at that time. You know, if we had done something like that, you know, back then, would it have been like that? Or I mean, but it's shown when you're the best on Sunday or Saturday, you win. You can't just be like, I remember we in Philly were like, we got to get home field advantage. You know what we did in the NFC Championship game? Lost at home. Because you got to figure out what your focus is. Is your focus to get home field or your focus to win a Super Bowl?
I think the Giants, the year they beat the undefeated Pats, had to play 3 straight road playoff games. I think they beat at Tampa, at Dallas, at Green Bay. I know the NFC title game was in Green Bay. I remember that very
well. So, I mean, I don't believe in just making things easier for people.
Yeah, I don't know that it. I think the NFL is such a game of specific circumstances to that day.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think I don't know what happens in the Lions-Commanders divisional playoff win where Washington went up there and was a better team. What if David Montgomery didn't make this crazy comeback from what looked like a major knee injury and the Lions felt some obligation to make sure they got Montgomery the ball, right? Like, what if Montgomery wasn't playing and it was just Gibbs all day?
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'm not focused on specific games because the most memorable home playoff division winner, the Beastquake. I think of that Marshawn Lynch play. I think the Seahawks were 7-9 and the Saints were like 11-5 or something, right? Like, to me, if you're going to value divisions, then the division championship has to have some value.
Yeah.
And I just
why win your division if you can't get that first home playoff game?
To me, that's why you stick with it. And I'm glad the Lions pulled it. I think the NFL, more so than any of the other leagues, is always tweaking and changing rules. And sometimes I wish they would just chill out with all of it.
Yeah.
I don't like the onside kick stuff at all. We can get to that a little later. But
I just think, man, look, I understand safety and I understand all that. I think you got to do some things when it comes down to health of the players. But all this other crap, they have nothing to do with health. Let's move past that. The game is good enough.
Neil Greenberg from The Washington Post joins us next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.